Congress can do it in almost any way they want, but it has to be some type of appropriation that would limit the amount being spent. So it could be done either in appropriations agency by agency next year, or it could be done in a continuing resolution or an omnibus appropriation bill. Or they could just pass a standalone legislation that would, you know, prohibit any kind of spending increase on pay. But so the answer is Congress has got lots and lots of opportunities and options and ways to make this happen.
Now, obviously, there's a CR that expires on Friday, December 3rd. They're already talking about another one that could be short term. What are you hearing? Is the CR the most logical way to do this, or do you think it's really going to come through probably an omnibus?
First of all, there's really not much difference between an omnibus and a continuing resolution. Ultimately, they both end up funding multiple government agencies. So the distinction is more legal than anything else. But my guess is that you're not going to see an omnibus. You're much more likely to see a full-year CR at some point. But we may not really see that until next year. So the easiest thing to do would be to include language in a continuing resolution, even if it's short-term, that lasts for the full year, you know, and just make it a separate provision.
Now, obviously, there seems to be a lot of support on this. I mean, is this going to happen, or is this a very nice symbolic gesture by the administration? But when it comes down to brass tacks, is Congress really going to sign up?
My strong suspicion is that this is pretty much a done deal. And that's pretty much why the president announced it yesterday. Republicans had already been talking about freezing federal pay, even though it's largely symbolic and doesn't have that big an impact on the budget. It has a big impact politically. So the president tried to preempt Republicans from forcing him to do this by making it sound like it was his proposal. Very, very interesting. When the president announced the proposal at the White House, he didn't in any way acknowledge the fact that Republicans had suggested it earlier in the year. And that may mean a shift in tactics, but it also kind of indicates that except for those members of Congress who represent substantial numbers of federal employees, this is going to be a pretty easy vote. It looks like it's got bipartisan support with the president, congressional Republicans, a few blue dog Democrats, conservative fiscal Democrats that are left. And in fact, not only was announcement by the White House not surprising, but it was entirely predictable. I mean, months or so ago, you could see that federal pay, federal employees, federal employment were going to be some of the biggest targets simply for symbolic reasons. That's why the Simpson-Bowles Commission went after them. So you never say never in politics, but this is about as sure as you can get in today's political world that it's probably going to happen.
Now, obviously, history tells us something different. History, they've tried it in 94 when President Clinton tried it, and Congress pushed back in 86 when President Reagan tried it. Actually, Congress went along with it, but it was just a one-year freeze, not a multi-year freeze. Even though history tells us that this doesn't happen very often because of the politics of it, because of the economy situation that it's at, that's the main reason why you think that this is a done deal as well?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, the size of the deficit is much bigger now. It's a much bigger effort issue than it was in 94 and even in 86, simply because government borrowing has gone on and deficit has gone on longer and is much higher. That's number one. Number two, the politics of this are in a much more take-no-prisoners kind of pose. Washington has become much more bitter, both even compared to 94 and certainly compared to the Reagan years, much more partisan, and federal employees are a bigger target. Federal spending is a bigger target. So, yeah, I'd say that, you know, reading the tea leaves or just looking the way the stars and the planets are lining up, as bad as it will be for the individuals affected, it looks to me as if, you know, it's this federal pay freeze is likely to occur.
And the other issue that's out there that I think that people are worried about is that idea of furloughs. Now, we touched upon it a little bit earlier, but the furlough, they really feel is a bigger issue than the pay freeze because the furloughs really interrupt service. Is that another thing that Congress would seriously consider, or is it just it's more, again, that symbolic, let's bang our chests and make a big deal out of it?
Well, one of the things that Republicans are talking about, Senator Jim DeMint, the Republican from South Carolina, for example, is reducing the amount of spending back on the domestic side of the budget back to 2008 levels. If they do that, it probably wouldn't happen until February, let's say, at which point the fiscal year would be four months or so over. And the only way to achieve the magnitude of savings that they're talking about would be to furlough employees. I mean, literally to get them either permanently or temporarily off the payroll so you don't have to pay for them. That's almost the only option that would produce the magnitude of savings that far into the fiscal year. So if that happens, that is, if they try to impose severe budget cuts partway through fiscal 2011, yes, furloughs would be out there. I think in addition to that, we've got to be looking at the possibility of one or more government shutdowns during the year. I think it's likely that it's a tactic that will appeal to Republicans, even though it was such a disaster 15 years ago. In fact, several of them have said they're going to do it, they're going to threaten it over the debt ceiling, whatever. Unlike 95 and 96, the last time we had government shutdowns, it's not at all clear to me that employees federal employees who are not working because of a shutdown will be paid retroactively for that time. So it could be a rough year overall for federal employees and the communities in which they live.
Now, we were talking about a lot of the Republicans and what they want to do. Obviously, they still have Senate controlled by the Democrats and the presidency controlled by the Democrats, so they can only get so much done. I mean, will there ever be a position that you think that the White House is going to say, no, that's too much?
Yeah, I look, this is a situation where we're going to find out exactly how strong the White House is and how much they're willing to hold on to defend, you know, a variety of positions that they've defended up till now. Some might call that testicular fortitude, you know, but certainly the White House has the ability, if the Republicans manage to, in the House, manage to put through legislation approved to the Senate that cuts federal spending by more than the White House thinks is relevant, important, valuable, or necessary, the White House has the ability to veto those bills. And in my estimation, at this point, there's not likely to be enough votes to override a presidential veto, no matter what the issue is. But that could easily mean the government shutdown I was just talking about. So, you know, is the White House willing to take the risk that it will be blamed for the shutdown? Might Republicans say, fine, shut down the government. Let's see, you know, we're happy to have it not around for a few weeks. And so it's going to take a lot of behind-the-scenes work and a lot of political calculations about whether or not a veto is the best way to go. Is it the best thing for the country? You know, do you have to hold tight? And if so it'll be just something that'll probably be on the table. That is the threat and shutdown and the necessity of vetoing something, you know, multiple times during the year.
You've been following this for decades. What advice do you give to federal employees, to contractors, to even people, you know, union representatives about this whole issue of freezing federal pay and then the possibilities of furloughs and pensions, cutbacks, and even possibly, you know, reduction in force? From all your experience, what kind of advice, what kind of words of wisdom do you have?
Well, look, there's never been a more important time for a federal employee or a government contractor to get politically active. If they don't represent their own views here, if they're not talking to their own member of Congress, if they're not working through their associations, if they don't explain what the impact is going to be, not on, quote, federal employees, but on them personally, on their families, on the communities in which they live and work and spend money, then this is going to fly through. This is going to happen with very little opposition. So the most important thing now is, even though I think it's more likely to happen than not, it definitely will happen unless contractors, employees, employee families, the businesses that sell to government workers, they don't express their opinions. Because remember, representatives are supposed to represent their constituents and not supposed to be overriding.